everybody fucks. Everybody living now. Everybody sucks. Everybody living now. Everybody cries. Everybody living now. Everybody dies.
It's an I'll stop this comment, she's the misconvention in now. I'll stop this comment, she's the misconvention in now. I'll stop this comment, she's the misconvention in now.
Everybody fucks. Everybody living now. Everybody sucks. Everybody living now. Everybody dies. Everybody living now. Everybody cries.
It's a non-stop disconvention, it's the misconvention in now. Non-stop disconvention, it's the misconvention in now. Non-stop disconvention in now.
Bessie, and welcome to Shut Up Cincinnati, episode 3-2.
You had to really think about that Spanish, didn't you?
No, I told you I had a good Mexican accent, and I told you I would bring it out when it was time.
Well, you said you would do it that particular episode. It was like episode 29 or 28
or
whatever.
Yeah, but I'm a...
Hey, no. But I don't mind that. You do have a pretty good Mexican there.
Hell yeah, do vato, and don't fucking think I don't, ese.
I didn't think you didn't.
Fuck yeah, I do.
This whole time, I've been convinced that you would probably have a pretty good Mexican. I mean, because it's hard to hate a race and not know how to speak like them. You know what I mean?
I don't hate the race. You fucking puto. I don't hate shit, ese. See, I got that. Welcome, everybody.
First off, I want to say thank you to everyone that signed up on our YouTube and subscribed this week. We got to our big 100. It's not a lot. I know that. That's not what we're really looking for. But now we can use that address to advertise in the future and shit. Thank you. I know a lot of people probably don't even listen to the podcast signed up, and that's awesome of them. But they're not going to hear this part, so go fuck them. But, yeah. I appreciate it, and we're rolling, man. We're rolling, as
yeah, we
Fred
went
Durst
from,
would say.
We went from like 85 to like 115 with one good final push, so it was a good thing, and we appreciate it. We really appreciate it. It makes things a lot easier for us.
Yeah, it does.
So what's going on, man? 32.
32.
Shit is opening up around town. Have you been to any restaurants yet? Do it to family?
No.
I went to one.
I've done pickups, same as I've always done.
I went to one.
Yeah.
We went to Cheddar's. Remember, you know what Cheddar's is?
Yeah, yeah.
And those tables, you know, they're fucking booths that you can fit like 20 people in. Mm-hmm. They put me and my 7-year-old in one of those. It was every other table. Now, we did have metal utensils, and everybody else said they're going to restaurants and eating with plastic shit.
Yeah.
We had metal.
Hmm. People wearing masks?
All the servers, cooks.
Well, yeah, they have to.
Yeah, but...
other people?
No, customers, no.
They're
not a fucking mask.
We really rejected that, haven't we? You didn't wear them?
No.
No.
I took my kid to the doctor today, and we walked in the door. He had to get blood work done, but they literally took the temperature, gave us a mask right there. And I'll tell you, it was one of those masks that you pinch it on the top, and it closes up around your nose.
Yeah.
I couldn't breathe in the fucker.
Pussy.
I mean, what I'm saying is I can't imagine wearing one of those.
Hey, man, those surgeons are doing surgery with that shit on. They're working out just fine. You'll be fine.
It's a fucking bitch to breathe in those
things. I don't know, man. I've gone back and forth on the mask, to tell you the truth, and I'm a mask guy again right now. And the reason being, I think it's done out of courtesy. I could be carrying it and not know and breathe on some old person and give it to some old person. It's a courteous thing. The mask don't stop at 100%, but it actually helps to have it on the person that has it more than the person that doesn't have it.
Got it.
You know what I mean? So their spit don't go flying everywhere and
I get
stuff
all that.
Like that. And I it's a courtesy thing at this point for me. I think it's, you know, I've seen someone comparing it to returning your shopping cart at a store. You know, you can't just leave it there. No one's going to enforce it. But how about you not be an asshole and return the cart? You know what I mean?
To the little thing, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And it's the same thing with the mask. It's not that big of a deal, man. I mean, it'd be different if we're out all day, but I'm out for an hour at Kroger. I'm going to start wearing a mask all the time.
But
you know what I mean?
I'm just thinking like that those masks would be easier if they weren't the paper-looking medical ones. If they're like the cloth ones, I don't think that'll be a problem.
No, I have a cloth
I ordered a John Stamos mask.
Well, that's great. And
I did.
I definitely wear that after the virus is gone.
I saw a fucking mask on Facebook, and it was one of these, came around here, and it actually had a guy's lower half of his face on. So I said, that would be funny.
Yeah.
So I went online to look for them. I couldn't find those anywhere, but they did have masks with like celebrities' faces on them. I got a John Stamos, and I'm this close to getting a Greg Brady.
Yeah, there's a couple I've seen. I haven't pulled the trigger on them. I'm kind of waiting. I know our work's going to make us wear a mask.
They are.
I'm kind of waiting to hear their, or are we going to wear their mask, or can we wear our own mask? And if we wear our own mask, can it be something with style and not just like a solid color? So until I find that out, I'm not ordering any mask. But if they give us the green light that we can wear whatever kind of mask we want, as long as it's not offensive and shit, then I'm going to order some funnier, cool ones, too.
Yeah, you got that one with the swastika on it.
Yeah, but I'm not going to wear that. But that brings me, man. I hate to bring the show down right away. All right. But we had a passing this week. Hitler's alligator died yesterday. Hitler. And that's really the last thing we had to hold on to Hitler with was his alligator.
Hitler's pet alligator?
And his alligator died yesterday in a Russian zoo. It's a shame.
Everybody, moment of silence for
for Hitler's alligator.
How old was this fucking thing?
Hitler's alligator had some years on it. Let me see. I saved the article here because, you know.
Up until this point, I didn't know Hitler had a pet alligator.
What kind of Hitler wouldn't have an alligator?
I guess I'm just not a big Hitler fan.
You know, 80 years old. The name was Saturn. It was born in America and then went to Germany. And it was rumored to be Hitler's, one of his many pet alligators. He didn't just have one alligator. He probably, you know, his bedroom was probably had like a moat around it filled with alligators or some crazy shit. But anyways.
Alligators that were trained
that was
to eat
one
Jewish
of his,
people.
After the harsh decline of the German people.
poor bastards.
Poor bastards. He went to Moscow, and he's been in a Russian zoo ever since. And the Russian zookeeper's really angry that people always refer to him as Hitler's alligator. Well, he's saying that alligators don't get to pick their owners, so let's not hold that against him. You know, stuff like that.
I hate people like that. I mean, you know what?
You hate Hitler's alligator?
No, I hate fuckers like that zookeeper, and I'll tell you why. I mean, I understand people that love their pets, and I get all that. But people that think that animals should have the exact same 100% rights as human beings, you're a fucking idiot, in my opinion.
He's not asking you for rights, per se. I mean, he's not asking
to vote. He's asking you to not hold it against the alligator.
He just don't want you to think that alligator's a bad alligator,
right?
Do you think
the fucking alligator has any idea that he belonged to fucking Defuhrer?
No. No, that alligator would bite your arm off just like any other alligator.
Of course he would.
Unless it was sleeping, it's eating you, all right?
You think Hitler ever fed people to his alligators?
How could he not?
I mean, he probably would have. I mean, he's sick fuck.
He's Hitler, right? Yeah. He has to do all the worst things.
Yeah.
And that has to be on the top of the list of worst things is feeding people to alligators.
I think so.
And he had access to alligators, and he had access to people he could feed them to.
So this was a big-ass, huge, full-size alligator.
Yeah, it was a big-ass alligator. And it was Hitler's, all right? The Fuhrer enjoyed him.
Well.
I don't know if that's what you do. Hold your hand over your heart.
I was going to do the hat, but I can't take the hat off with the headphones on.
Yeah,
so.
And you don't want to do the Zeke Heil because I will put that on tape. It'll be on tape and I will use that.
I can't do that.
I'm going to use that.
Well, go ahead. You'll take it out of context, of course.
Well, that's the way you do everything.
Yeah.
All right, so we didn't get any emails this week from Get Pussy, which is weird.
That is weird. Maybe he didn't know we were recording today.
But our friend Miggy Kudos, he emailed us, so we got that.
How is it?
It's weird.
Let's hear it.
All right, he says he has two questions this week and then proceeds to have three, but I don't know if one of them's a question per se. Jason, how did you know I would still want girls in their 20s and 30s? Well, Miguel, because I know you, and you're not fucking any old girls, and you're going to go probably for the 23-year-old. In fact, I've seen pictures, and I know this is true. So, anyhow, are you guys excited to see my feathered mullet?
I'm excited to see any fucking mullet. And I've never met you, Miggy, so I don't know what your hair looks like without the mullet. I got no fucking idea what you look like. But I'm always excited to see a good mullet. And being from the 80s, I'm all about the feathered thing. So you feathered it and put the mullet on, and you're probably going to get a big fucking thumbs up from me.
Yeah, he looks like he came out of the 80s.
Does he? I love that.
Snakeskin boots, the
tight
mullet.
Pants.
But hey, buddy, we both know you're losing a little hair up there. It's becoming a skullet. Let's be honest. All right. How often do you guys have to stop the tape for pee breaks?
We've never done it.
Never done it. Yeah, I
in
thought
about 32
that.
Episodes, we've never stopped for a pee break.
It's an hour and a half. A couple times I know I've been close where, you know, I've had to go real bad anyways by the end of it, but I've never had to stop.
I've had to go a couple times, and I just went ahead and went in my pants. I don't find it a problem. If you do, go fuck yourself. That's our rule here. Go fuck yourself. But no, that's a weird question, but it's even a weirder answer. We've never one time stopped for a piss break.
No.
Or a shit break.
Yeah. And that's really shocking knowing us.
Well, yeah, fuck yeah. It
well, not
we,
knowing you.
We poop all the time.
Apparently, you barely ever poop. That's the end of Mickey's questions. Thanks for writing us, Mickey. It's the weirdest fucking questions ever.
Is there a theme song that's done recorded?
Also, our theme song is done recorded. Just getting the mixing, brothers.
I'm fucking excited to hear that, Mickey. I'll tell you what. If I hear that song to the background of you dancing around in a feathered mullet, I'm in.
Yeah, that does sound good.
I'll be a fan forever.
That does sound fucking fantastic.
Fuck yeah, it does. I don't even know what Mickey looks like.
Chunky Mexican fella. Is he Mexican? A mullet? No, he's not actually Mexican.
But he looks Mexican.
But he kind of looks Mexican.
Dark complected.
Yeah.
Is that why he changed his name to Miguel? Because that's not his real name, right?
Well, no. His real name is the actor that played Kramer on Seinfeld. Or Frasier. Or Kramer. Yeah, Kramer. Sorry.
Kramer?
Yeah.
Oh, God. I don't even remember his fucking name.
Well, if you know it, you know it. But I ain't giving his name out online.
Okay, but it was the same name. Yeah, I know it now. Yeah. Starts with an M.
Yeah, he got in all sorts of trouble at the Comedy Store.
Oh, my God. He was throwing the hard R out there for like 15 minutes.
And it wasn't funny.
No,
it was like
wasn't
there was
funny
nothing
at all.
Funny about it.
I think he was one of those guys. You ever see that fucking comedian that was like, he was standing up there playing a guitar and some guy was heckling him and the guy literally, you know, he said something like, "Hey, fucker, I don't slap the dick out of your mouth when you're at work." One of those comments. And the guy leaned forward and he fucking smashed the guitar over his head. And I swear to God, you could see this on YouTube. And then he said, "Hey, he came at me, folks. You all saw that, right?" And they all started booing the fucker. And all right, well, the show's over then. And he ended up going to fucking jail.
Was it someone like Great White or some ridiculous dumb band?
No, but speaking of Great White, did you ever see that video when they caught that bar on fire? I watched that the other day in its entirety.
Really?
Yeah.
What was Great White's big hit?
Once Bitten.
Yeah, Once, which is a great song.
Great song. I love Great White.
I love that. Well, I don't know if I love it. I can't say I've ever sat there and listened to a Great White album.
No, it wasn't bad. It's corny hair band rock. But they were at that bar, and it was actually like the second or third worst fucking nightclub accident ever. Basically, it was a little tiny fucking bar. They had one exit, and they set off all these pyrotechnics when they started, but...
Isn't that their problem?
But they didn't get permission.
Weren't they the ones that burnt it down?
Yeah, they burnt it down, and it caught fire to the whole back. Within like 4 minutes, the whole building was up in flames.
Yeah.
And everybody literally got log jammed coming out.
Some people died.
Yeah.
That would be such a bummer.
Including their guitar player.
Like, not only to die, but to die knowing that Great White was the last fucking band you had to see.
Yeah. I mean, those people were there for that.
Maybe. So. Maybe they got free tickets. You know, like, Great White ain't doing a lot of selling anymore. A lot of DJs probably handing out those tickets. Like,
but you know what?
You know,
Great White
would
still
free,
be
a... like, once bitten twice, sure, I'll go watch them for free.
There's a lot of one-hit wonders that still tour, man.
I'm just
lots
saying,
of
know,
them.
I had to go see Lenny Kravitz once. I didn't
I
have
Lenny.
To.
I don't.
I don't. He's a douche. And, but it was one of those things where someone gave me tickets. And it was free, so I think Whoopi gave me the tickets. It was free, so I went. And if I would have died that night and Lenny Kravitz is the last fucking band I seen.
Well, that I wouldn't want.
It'd just be a sad time, man.
If you had to die at a concert, who would you die at?
If I had to die at a concert.
And you can't say Sublime because Bradley Knoll's dead. So you had to die at a concert right now. It's the last thing you got to see before you croaked. Who would it be? They have to be alive. They have to still be touring. Couldn't be a fictional thing. Hey, maybe these guys will reunite and come back. So I can't say Rush.
All right. You know, I think I wanted to be like ICP, Insane Clown Posse.
Are they still touring?
Who knows? Yeah, sure, why not?
But are they still alive?
Yeah, they're definitely still alive. Because I think their fans wouldn't even notice I died, or they'd think it was a joke, and they'd just keep on partying. And I like the idea of the party continuing after I'm done. You know what I mean? Like my bands, I listen to a lot of like bands that are... You know, not made of people that are full of shit and not awful people, so they, you know, feel bad about someone dying. But like ICP fans, they just hop over, hey, another dead juggalo, you know, and just move on.
ICP, I don't see how anyone who appreciates music or likes music could ever say they liked ICP.
I liked ICP at one time.
They were fucking ridiculous. Coming out in fucking crazy clown suits and come on, man, they were terrible.
No, I ain't disagreeing with you, but when you're a 16-year-old kid... And they're funny. I mean, if you listen to their lyrics, they're funny, dude. So, I mean, like, I could see, like, young kids liking them. And I was one of those young kids, but then I became not a young kid anymore. I was like, well, this shit's stupid.
Well, one time I went to a, what is this band, name of this band always fucking escaped me. Lead singer of Stone Sour, Corey, whatever.
Slipknot?
Slipknot. I went to a Slipknot concert because I thought it would be entertaining to... Just see all the weird shit they play. You know, a guy like they're playing garbage cans and shit like that. Mm-hmm. And it was entertaining as fuck. But I'm telling you what, when I walked out of there, I was literally fucking weeping for the future. This is the fucking next generation of fucking kids taking care of me. These kids were fucking mindless, these motherfuckers. They had no fucking cares. They didn't give a shit. And it's a different kind of don't give a shit like our don't give a shits.
Yeah, I get
they
you.
Truly didn't give a shit.
Well, I don't think those the kind of people that are going to be really, really running shit are they going to be the Slipknot fans of the world.
You never know, man. Half of them running shit today were hippies in the fucking in Woodstock.
I never really got into Slipknot. I like the fact they have two drummers. That's about it.
Yeah, that's cool.
That's about all I appreciate about Slipknot. Like, cool. They're a band.
All right, so what else we got?
That's about it as far as what we got as people sending in shit and depressing news as far as Miggy's or Hitler's alligator.
So the other day I'm looking online, right? And because we do a lot of talking about eating butt.
We do talk about eating butt very often.
It's something because I like to eat butt. Jason eats butt. Well,
yeah, I'm retired.
Jason would, would eat butt.
I'm a retired ass eater.
But we were, you know, we ask all of our guests, do you eat butt? We ask everybody, do you eat butt? Because we're all in favor of butt eating. I'm looking online the other day and they actually sell something called a fucking rim seat.
Yes, they do.
Now, first, they have some that only look like, it looks like a toilet seat, okay? And it doesn't, you know, there's nothing underneath it, no tank or anything like that. So basically, I think it's mostly for gay dudes, but, you know, I'd use it on a chick, too. They sit on this toilet. It's just like a fucking toilet seat. It spreads their cheeks open, and you just devour on their asshole from the bottom of this chair. They have all kinds of different models. They have some that are cushioned. They have some that are straps, you know, whatever. But they really fucking sell these.
You know, they do. And after Chris told me about them, I looked into them a little bit. If everything's going right, you guys can see the rim seat right above us right here. If you're watching. What I like about it is the handles. It really does it for me for some reason. And I read it first, and I thought that was for the person he's in, like, so much happiness that he's,
isn't that what
grabbing
they're for?
The handles, like, I'm getting my ass ate. It's from the guy underneath to grab him and really get some force on that ass eating.
That's what they're for.
That is what they're for.
Handled T-leg rim seat.
Yeah, they also, this is a, if you guys want to check this out at home, it's gymsupport.com. Now, I'm going to give you a fair fucking warning. These are not ran by straight people. And at the bottom of these pages, they have graphic pictures of demonstrations of this being done. And you probably, as Chris is watching
that
right now.
That wasn't on there, right? That
yes, was, this is it.
But that's not on our live feed.
No, this isn't on our live feed. Oh, Jesus. As you see, and it's awful.
Look at that, though. Hold on a second. Now, go back up to the price of that thing. $179 to $189. Now, yes. That's for the rim rocker.
This is the rim rocker. It's basically the same thing as rim chair that you're looking at. But it's
do you realize
rocker.
if you go to a Dick's Sporting Goods, they sell that exact thing as a camping toilet, where you can hang a bag off the bottom of it and shit in that, and that's like $39.
Does it have the rock?
No, I don't think it has the handles.
It doesn't have the handles.
I think the handles what makes it.
I mean, in case you got like a ferocious shit, a handle would be nice every once in a while.
Well, I mean, how
there's been a couple times where I wish I could hold on.
It looks like the person that's doing the rimming is going to be way lower than the butthole. So they're going to need those handles to pull themselves up. And how long are they going to be able to, oh, God, to stay in that position eating this butt?
All right. But I really love this website's descriptions and everything. And I like how they have. All right. So the key info, there's a quote from a magazine, Instigator Magazine, one of the best rim seats around. All right. And then the description, masculine, sturdy and adjust to three heights. Pop the pins in perfect positioning. T-bar support, legs stay out of the way, so it's much easier it's much easier to reach other important stuff while you're chowing on his hole like a pig knobs in your dripping dick.
Vinyl grabbers let you pull your snout deeper in his crack or help him grind harder onto your face. Only 7 inches high when you break it down, making it easy to stash under the bed when you're done.
Handles up to 325 pounds, so big guys welcome, all right?
What are pig knobs?
I don't know.
What the fuck is a pig knob?
So that's their rim seat. If you guys need something good to, and then that's what Chris initially showed me was the rim seat. So I had to dive deeper into the rest of their catalog here. And they have quite a few things. They have a bunch of the sex wings. We've talked about sex wings.
We have.
Whatever. I don't really care about this. Now they got the fuck benches. All right. And you ask.
Oh, what's a fuck bench?
What's a fuck bench? Well, now I think right above us over here, you can see the fuck bench. There's a few different styles of this. One of them is on ropes again, or on chains, so you can swing around. They really like to swing, and I think that's a little unnecessary.
The first one's simply titled Fuck Table.
Yeah, one's called a fuck table, and it's literally just the table, so I don't understand how that's a fuck table. All right, but these kind of look like something you're going to be doing some kind of lift with. What's that? A bench. Or like a curl, like you're laying down, curling. Not really a bench. A bench wouldn't...
It's more than a fuck bench.
Oh,
look at that.
And this is for the fuck-e, not the fucker, all right? So the man sits there, or the women, you know, that's what we would like to do, but the man in this situation...
Out of stock.
...sits there. It's $649.
And it's sold out.
And it's sold out. All right, and the guys put their knees on the bench and then put their bellies on the upper part, and they're ready for the fucking, all right? Now let's read this. Fuck him, fist him, spank him, rope him. It's more than just a fuck bench. It's an everything bench, and there's nothing else like it. Raise the center panel to your choice of 5 different heights, up to 15 inches, for awesome doggy-style plowing, or flatten into a table for a million more possibilities. Oh, shit.
And the guy's got his hands on the fucking handle. You can't... Oh, go down to that picture right there with the guy actually on the bench. We're not going to show that to you guys, but... Look at him with a big shit-eating grin on his face.
Oh, it's awful. Oh,
oh.
Then if you go to the bottom, it's just straight-up gay porn. But so that's the fuck bench. They have a couple different kinds of fuck benches, the swings and stuff.
$649.
They got some boner pills called Hot Rod 5000. They got some gloves.
And next we go to the section simply titled Cleaning Out.
Yeah,
I can only imagine what that is.
This is Cleaning Out. This was actually my favorite for some reason.
Wow, this is bothering me.
All right, the full name of this product is called Sport Fucker Shower Shot Kit, and it's described as our favorite pig hole cleaning kit. For only $49, you get a whole basket worth of stuff. As you can see up here, it looks like some kind of industrial tubing.
It's a dildo that goes in your ass
and
squirts water.
It's a thin dildo, though, and as you can see from this guy holding it over here, it bends. Key info, it's our favorite pig hole cleaning kit because everything in it is top of the line. Here's what you get. Custom-made 6-foot stainless steel hose. What do they need 6 feet for?
The hose is, so you can reach the fucking faucet with it.
Oh, be on the other side of the room? Yeah. Heavy-duty, watertight, puts the others to shame. No leak, all-metal shower diverted. Again, 100% stainless steel.
12-inch blue sport fucker locker room hose.
The hose
made of super flexible, pure platinum silicone. That's dishwasher safe, sterilizable, and impervious to any lube. It gets deep and curves with you so that your clean out is quicker and more comfortable.
And it comes with a ballistic nylon storage bag. That's right. You stick 12-inch, down at the bottom, douche like a pro with a real shower shot.
That's fucking gross.
Douche like a pro. You're douching your butthole. 12 inches. So they're really getting up and in there.
Well.
Now, thankfully, there's no pictures showing us this.
What's the price of that, baby?
It was $49.
$49.
I think that's pretty fair for a butthole cleaner.
Or $2.99 for a fucking enema. It's the same fucking thing.
Yeah, but you got to throw it out. So if you're cleaning your butthole every day, that adds up.
That means you're getting railed in the ass every day.
Don't be judgmental. All right? These guys at gymsupport.com, they have
right
their
here,
things.
Guys, right here.
So yeah, that's what happened.
You know, I could see myself. Well, you know what? I've never eaten a girl's butt from under a fucking seat. I always do it where you hike the legs back. That way, you get a good view of the vag while you're munching butt. Gives you a little motivation. You're looking right at a wide open vag. Last thing I want to see is any hair on it.
Yeah.
Or coming down looking like they're going to take a dump on me at any time.
No, that's not.
Fuck that.
I don't know. I want to see the view. I do want to see the view. Like, I would like to sit underneath that toilet seat and look up and see the view, but then I'm going to duck out pretty quickly.
You want to see the same view these guys are seeing?
No, I don't want to see that view.
A set of nuts and a dick hanging down.
Those guys all had fat dicks, too. It just was not, it was not a pretty situation. And they were all just super jacked. Yeah, that was an awful fucking website, but the funniest fucking thing I've ever seen.
Well, that's like those leather gay bars.
Yeah.
you know, were there. I was in San Francisco and I got dropped off into one of those ones.
Yep. Dropped off.
Well, no, I was pledged in a fraternity when I was in college and we got initiated there.
All right then, bro.
And one of the crappy things they did was they put you in one of these leather bars.
Mm-hmm.
Man, these guys don't fuck around. They got fucking swings and shit hanging around in these bars to get fisted in, stuff like that. I mean, we were only in, we weren't even in the bathroom. We were just in the little walkway, entryway there. But that's where they dumped us off when we passed out.
Yeah.
And we had to get the fuck out of there. But some of those guys, those gay dudes are pretty hardcore.
Well, yeah.
But I mean, like, what's a pig knob?
I don't know what a pig knob is.
Tell me what a pig knob is.
And what I say, if anyone out there knows what a pig knob is, let me know. Well, they call, I guess, a pig. Yeah, I don't know. Because didn't they call the asshole the pig hole?
They did. Maybe the person getting banged is the pig.
Oh. And then the pig knob is the fucker?
Maybe. You know how they call this? Sometimes they call a butthole a balloon knot? Maybe that's the pig nub.
I just heard balloon knot for the first time like a year ago, and it fucking made me die laughing.
They call it that.
And it makes sense.
It does.
I mean, when you go home, the next time you look at a balloon, a butthole looks like a balloon knot. I mean, it's the same thing as the starfish or anything else, you know?
Baseball, July 1. Your thoughts?
Oh, really? They put that number out?
That's what the number they put out, but they're waiting on the players' union to agree to the money disbursement and all that.
Mm-hmm.
But they originally put out spring training to start June 1.
Okay. What do we,
not the season.
We give them 4 days?
I think it'll probably be 2 weeks or something
hey
like
guys,
that.
Hey, guys, you're rich. Go take some batting practice and fucking be ready.
Because basically then they're going to be starting the second half of the season. But I'll be pretty fucking excited if any professional sports does.
Yeah, I don't give a fuck about baseball that much, but I was looking forward to the Reds this year. They finally got a team. I've told you with baseball, I live and die with the Reds. If they're not doing good, then I don't even give a fuck about the sport.
Got it.
But, and they look like they have a team together. So I was looking forward to it. But as you just said, I'll take anything. I'm not a hockey guy. You put hockey on TV, I'm watching it. I need
fuck
a sport.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like, yeah, I need anything.
Like fighting's back, but fighting's, you know, once a week at best. So.
And they're doing the NASCAR, but I don't watch NASCAR. But they're talking about doing a lot of different sports with no fans. And I personally wouldn't have a problem with it.
No, I don't
if
care.
I'm watching on TV, who gives
care.
A fuck?
I don't care. I do think it changes a lot, especially in football. I think it would be interesting to watch a full season with no fans. Because you really get to see like teams like Seattle and stuff like that that may be fueled by that stadium and that noise and
Lambeau,
everything else.
Same thing.
Yeah, the home field advantage really don't mean shit if you don't got fans. Now, it still means a little bit. You don't have to travel to city and everything. But it changes the dynamic of the game. So it would be interesting just as a project to see it for 1 year.
You know well, I mean? I mean, looks
I,
like
I wouldn't give a shit. It wouldn't
looks
bother
like
me.
We're going to.
Yeah, it wouldn't bother me.
I mean, NFL's still talking about having a lot of fans in the stands, but
there was like a Korean baseball thing. I think they put like sex dolls in the stand.
Yeah, they put, the cardboard cutouts.
Well, there was another thing then that used sex dolls. Now, that might not have been the Korean baseball. Maybe that was another sport, but they had a room full of like there's real dolls and stuff.
Well, they did it once, but they kept getting stolen. So they couldn't do it again.
I mean, do you blame them?
Fuck no. I've wanted to bang one of those dolls forever. The real doll ones,
$10,000
ones?
Yeah, yeah.
Where they literally take every fucking pube and put it in with a needle and fuck yeah.
That's exquisite.
It is. And you get to pick everything about them. You design the legs. I want the butt a little bigger. There's like 100 faces on there. Fucking pick everything.
And if you got the money, I think you can design a real person.
You can.
No, I mean like you can say like, hey, I want Amy Schumer real doll. You know, and they gather up all the material that you would need for that and put her together.
Until you realize that no one on the face of the earth would want an Amy Schumer real doll.
No, there's probably some stupid liberal out there that would really love it.
I would fuck a Rosie O'Donnell real doll before I'd fuck the Amy Schumer real doll.
No.
She's getting fatter by the day.
Dude, but she's still better than Rosie O'Donnell. No. Just based on age alone.
I'd do it on principle alone.
Well, okay.
Rosie O'Donnell never stole any jokes.
Fine. I get you there. I'm not an Amy Schumer person. But I'm just saying, if you're going on pure looks alone, if you give me Rosie O'Donnell or Amy Schumer, I am taking Amy Schumer. I'm not happy about either of them, but I'm taking Amy Schumer. You know
I don't
mean?
Know, man. That's a lot of doll. I mean, you'd be paying more for that doll than you would for the other dolls. 10 times the fucking silicone.
Traveling's a bitch. You got to carry that shit.
They put them in this crate, right?
Yeah.
And you open up this fucking crate. It looks like a coffin. And you open it up and come out ready to bang. They're there. But they're wearing the clothes that you put them in.
Yeah.
They're in the position you want them in the fucking crate. These are creepers. I mean, they're like $10,000, $15,000. And they had a thing on, you remember Real Sex on HBO that talked about all these weird quirks?
Dude, you know how many loads I gave Real Sex?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, come on, because that was all there was back there.
Oh, yeah.
You didn't really get porn, really. So it was like that once every 5 months they had a Real Sex episode, and it was never good-looking people. For you young people that didn't get to watch Real Sex, you really missed out.
That was because a great show.
Not only was it was an interesting show. I mean, on top of the fact there was lots of nudity, and like I said, back then you didn't get nudity, especially that kind of nudity where it was full frontal and everything.
Oh, yeah, and right before the dick went in, they pulled the camera away, but you knew it was about to happen.
Yeah, it wasn't like porn. They weren't taking close-ups of pussies and vagina, or, you know, but it was as good as you're going to ever get on TV.
Oh, yeah.
Still to this day.
I love
nudists,
it.
But the funny part was is usually they weren't attractive. They're no, they just regular-ass people.
But, I mean, they were doing orgies. They were into every weird fetish. And that's what the show was about. They just kind of, here's how sex is going around the fucking world. And
that's funny because for me, you're older than me, so you were probably an adult at that point. The Real Sex was coming out probably, right?
Oh, yeah.
So I was still a kid. And the idea now, and you were probably even more so, but the idea now that was the best sexual experience you could have on television to these kids now growing up where they're 9 years old and they can watch someone getting fucking triple dog teamed in their butthole on the internet anytime they want to.
Yeah.
The sexual peak of like the next three generations is going to be intense.
Oh my. Well, they can't. There's not a whole lot more that they can do. They're pretty much doing everything now.
They're doing everything, but they can be more upfront about it. You know what I mean?
They're pretty upfront about it now. I mean, with one Google search, I can see almost anything I want to see.
Yeah, but I'm saying that generation that grows up with that being a normal thing, they're going to be more upfront about it. So, I mean, like,
four words on Google. Girl sucks horses cock.
Literally.
And you got 100 videos.
But I'm saying literally in like 20 years that they got a Tinder thing, that's going to say they're going to want that kind of shit. You know what I mean? Because at that point, it's going to be so normal, that's going to be the normal. Like, I want two dicks in my ass, and this is just like a regular Susie that lives down the street.
I think
it's just going to keep on going that way is more what I'm saying.
Well, you do wonder how much more open-minded people are going to be about it because right now there's pretty much nothing you can't fucking watch. Nothing.
Yeah.
You got any more of these?
I do inside. I have one more, which you can have, but...
But we'd have to take a break to do it.
But you'd have to go get it, you know?
See, we just said to Mickey, we don't take breaks.
We don't take breaks.
Yeah, I'll take the Bud Light.
You got a Bud Light? You got a Mad Tree there? That's kind of same kind of beer.
Yeah, so I'm really excited about the URL because now we can do other things that we want to do. We can advertise, right?
I can put it more on flyers and hopefully get more people to get it, see it that aren't part of our inner circle.
Because we're starting to see a lot more people watching it on YouTube than we were before.
Yeah, the YouTube numbers combined with the Podbean numbers, we're getting a lot more hits altogether.
That's good.
We've gone up. If you combine the two, we're getting better listenerships than we've ever gotten, but it ain't shit still. We still need a lot more. So we still feel like, I don't know about you, and I'm sure there's some people here that we don't know that listen to this, but for the most part, it's all people we know.
I'd say 80%.
Yeah, I'd say 80, 90%. So we need to break out of that. So we need, you know, if you want to let your friend listen to it, maybe encourage a few people, that'd be cool. Some of you share their shit a lot. I see Ronnie Carter is always sharing our shit. Love that guy.
Love that guy.
Alex Goodell shares our shit a lot.
A lot of people share
Julia
this one.
Shared the other day. Julia. Yeah, but that's awesome. When people do that, that really helps us out.
So let me tell you what happened to me today.
But first, we got to make a good show. So,
right.
You know what I mean? It's on us.
These lights are going to go off in an hour and 4 minutes, so we got to make sure we're ready for that. I'm sitting here on the couch today with my kids playing Xbox.
Yeah.
And I get the little ding on my phone. I got a text, okay? And then it went ding, 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 and I got like 8 texts in a row.
Mm-hmm.
So I started looking at it and started reading it. It was a scam because I get a million scam phone calls. This one was a good one. It was a scam text that said, I have hacked your phone. And I've got a good video of you masturbating watching porn. If you don't want me to send this to everybody you know, send me 1,000 Bitcoin dollars and I will erase it, erase everything about you. I've been watching your phone for 197 days. And
197.
That's what he said. And if you want proof that I've got this video, if you don't believe me, type proof and send it back. And I will gladly send this video to 7 of your friends on your contact list. You have 24 hours to respond. And the first thing that thought to me was, obviously, scam.
Yeah.
And the second thing was, You're threatening the wrong guy with this fucking
video.
You
really wouldn't give a shit. Yeah.
I don't give a fuck.
I mean, the most you're going
to
do is...
Send it to everybody I know.
Yeah, please rate this from 1 to 10, by the way, if you do see it, yeah. So we can add it to our thing.
I could get all the fucking ratings on my dick pic. It's hard as a rock, and I'm holding it in my hand. Give me $1,000, or I will release this video of you jacking off. Well, I do 2 podcasts a week in which I tell you how many times I've jacked off this week and
who
how I did it.
Who the fuck does this guy think he's texting? Like Al Gore? Someone that gives a shit?
I Googled it, and it's an obvious scam. It's very common around the world, but it's always Bitcoin that they try to make you pay, and then it's always going to send it to everybody. I'm like, send it to fucking everybody. I don't
Not
give
only
a
that,
shit.
But have you ever tried to do Bitcoin? That shit's complicated. I couldn't figure it out. I gave up.
There is a fucking there is a store right by my house that you actually go and put in U.S. currency and it transfers it to Bitcoin. Yeah. I don't know what the fuck it does with it.
I remember my favorite local band ever, the Frankel Project, decided to release their album and they were only letting people buy it with Bitcoin online. Just laughed my ass off. I was like, I love you guys, but
Get Pussy
what
was
the
into
fuck?
Bitcoin.
Bitcoin. Get Pussy was into Bitcoin as in like a stock market reasons.
Right.
You know what I mean? And that dumb motherfucker.
Yeah,
I know. I mean, I guess this is giving away his identity completely, though, if we talk about it.
Not like we already haven't.
Yeah,
I
good
mean,
point.
Everybody knows who Get Pussy is.
Well, if you know, you know. If you don't, you don't. But this motherfucker bought, I think, a couple $1,000 worth of Bitcoin.
I think it was $2,500.
$2,500. And it was over $10,000 at one point, and it was just climbing like a motherfucker. I remember our boy, BP Bob was in on it too. He bought himself a little bit of it and he cashed out even. All these guys never, they just think it was going to keep on climbing and climbing and climbing. It was a scam from the beginning.
Oh, yeah.
And
but he didn't sell it.
No, he didn't sell it. Now, if I remember right, I think he broke even. But he could have made like $10,000 at one point. He was up 10 grand on some fake fucking money. If he would have cashed out right then, he could have turned that into 10,000 real money. And been on his way.
But it was literally almost worth what he paid for it 2 or 3 days later.
It yeah, oh, it crashed completely. Yeah, really quick. I mean, it was going up every day, every day, every day, and then all of a sudden, gone. And he didn't get out in time. He either lost like a little bit or broke even or something like that. But that's his personality, though, with just gambling. Like, he is that guy that wants to bet the 16-team parlay and bet $1. And when, you know,
50 grand.
Yeah, 50 grand. But he's even crazier, though.
He bet on the Little League World Series.
Yeah, what's even crazier, though, is he doesn't bet $1. He's at least making $100, $200 bet. You know what I mean? So this is, you know, a little bit of money that he's putting on it.
And he doesn't live with mom and dad or anything, right? He's got his own bills to pay.
I don't know. I mean, he's a single guy with no kids and everything. He can do it. But still, he ain't gonna, he can have much of a savings as he does shit like that. But hey, enjoy yourself, Get Pussy. I ain't hating on you. I think it's funny.
Well, just in case it wasn't a scam, if anybody gets a video of me masturbating to porn, let me know what you think. I mean, ladies, go ahead and rate it because I still need 5 more ratings. And guys, tell me if there's anything I could do to improve the process.
You know, Alex makes a good point in our comments here. How far back do you have to be holding your phone to get the video of you jerking off? He said the best they would get is my head and shoulders if they took over my phone.
Well, there's a camera on both sides.
Ah, you're right. You're right. You're right.
Camera on both sides. But I don't hold the
phone. See that, Alex? Chris is smarter than you.
I don't hold the phone straight here. The phone's usually over here when I'm beating it.
I never beat off to my phone, ever.
I do all the time.
Never.
What do you do?
I got 2 laptops, yeah.
No, I do the phone. All right, boom, boom, boom. But I'm looking at it from here because I don't want to nut on the phone.
And I haven't hit our new computer yet, so you're lucky there. I've never jerked off in that chair or on that keyboard.
I did rub the mouse on my asshole one time.
Yeah, but that was just to get to know it.
So if any of you get a video of me jacking off, tell me what you think. If anything I can improve on, go ahead.
All right. Well, I'm going to bring down the show a little bit because I do want to go here. Chris didn't really want to talk about this, and I don't blame him because it's fucking upsetting. But what happened in Minneapolis the other day of that cop putting his knee on that fella's head, George Floyd, I believe his name
is. Yeah, that was his name.
It's fucking disgusting. And what really bothered me the most about this case is this happens pretty often. And everybody, you know, wants to say that I hate cops when I say things like I hate cops. Which I guess I can see where you get that. But here's the thing I hate about cops is that since this came out, I haven't seen many cops come out and say, hey, this is wrong. They never come out and say this is fucking wrong. Now, I did see one post on the internet of some cop doing it, and it was a meme, so who knows if it was even real. But either way, like, you just don't see them coming out as a group, the police unions around the country, like, this is fucked up. Like, well, you can't do this.
I think
this.
They're probably told not to.
Fuck that. No one controls me like that. Well, you know what I mean? And if you're a good person, you know, and you're in a position where maybe you can impact some people by making statements and saying, hey, we're not going to put up with this shit. I think that goes a long way. The idea that they're not allowed by who? Fucking God? There's nothing that told
job.
You about. Well, then fuck their job.
There's a lot of things you're not allowed to talk about in your job.
But nothing kills people. If my job was secretly killing people,
that's a fact.
Then I'm going to be blowing the whistle. You know, my shit's irrelevant, and maybe at most has to do with money.
Well, I think a lot of cops are scared to go out and talk about this shit because they don't want to be lumped in there, and they're automatically lumped in there by a lot of people.
But these cocksuckers, man, they came out right away. The cops in Minneapolis, that department, and they did fire them the next day. So at that point, they probably seen the body cam stuff, and they knew that, you know, we're not getting out of this.
Right.
But they came out that night and basically just lied and said that he was resisting arrest, and they noticed as soon as he was suffering medical distress, they called the cops or called the ambulance and everything. That's not what happened.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah. It's so fucked up. And this is their spokesman coming on there that night knowing damn well what fucking happened. And they went on and they lied to the media and they lied to people because, you know, there's going to be a certain sect of people, no matter what cops do, they're just going to go, well, he shouldn't have resisted. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's just fucking gross. And I hate how they stick together. And
well, I don't know. But see, that's the thing. To me, it's like, and this is a really bad comparison. To me, it's like the Catholic Church. You catch Father Harry guy molesting kids, and you know it's getting ready to cost you fucking millions and millions of fucking dollars and put a fucking black mark on your name. Well, we're just going to go ahead and ship this guy over here.
Well, that's why I say fuck the Catholic Church, just like I say fuck the cops.
Well, see, the reason I didn't want to talk about this one, they're all disgusting. All the ones we've been talking about and all the ones that happen are gross. But this one, to me, was that times 10.
And it was very cut and dry, and it was a cop. I mean,
it was the most cut and dry on the of any incident that's ever happened.
Yeah,
this poor guy was laying there begging for his life.
Yes.
Begging for a drink of water. He's in fucking handcuffs.
Yes.
Okay, get off of him. He's not going to run away.
And there's three cops on him. You can only see in that video the one, but there's three cops on him all together. You don't need to be on that guy's neck at that point. I mean, yeah. It'd be different. Well, it would never be different. You should never be on someone's neck like that. But if the guy was trying to control the person by himself, I could see him maybe put in a position where
his hands in his
he'd
pockets.
Have to do something. Yeah, he was being a dick.
Yeah, and the thing that kills me is...
The look in his face is like he had no humanity in his face as he's sitting there just watching this guy fucking die. Now, did he think he was going to die? Probably not. But still, he's hearing this guy beg and say he can't breathe, and he does not give a fuck.
The guy's got handcuffs on. He's not going to run away from you.
And not only that, he was out for 4 fucking minutes, and the guy still stayed on his neck. Why the guy's unconscious?
Yeah.
Still on his neck until the actual ambulance showed up.
It was
so disgusting.
And that's the worst part about it. I'm sitting here thinking, going, you know, this Asian cop that was standing there, every time the camera went to him, his basic look was, well, what the fuck do you want me to do? You know,
fucking... kick the guy in the face.
Yeah.
I would have Shawn Michaels that dude right in the fucking face if he wouldn't have got up.
And the two cops that were on the other side of the car that you couldn't see, they were equally as responsible. Not as much as the dick with his knee on his neck.
No, that's one of those things where those three guys maybe should be charged with manslaughter and that guy should be charged with second degree, third degree murder or something like that.
Without a doubt,
you know
murder.
What I mean? They should all get some kind of
murder.
The
whole fucking country saw televised murder is what they saw.
And what's sad, though, is they're going to get away with it.
No way.
They do every fucking time.
No. They don't every time. Most of the time they do. This is too fucking clear.
There's been some clear ones in the future. The Eric Gardner's people got away with it, and that was pretty fucking clear to me.
There's not a fucking chance in the world that guy with his knee on that guy's neck gets away with this. If he does, then me as a person lose all faith in the fucking system. Because it's broken. We all saw it. And the thing about it is, I don't care if the video didn't show him taking two swings at these cops and throwing punches. He was in fucking handcuffs.
Yes.
And he was begging for his fucking life and begging for a fucking drink of water. You know what? You want to control him? Pick his ass up and put him in the back of the car. He's out of here. He's not a problem anymore.
And they've had three different views of this. And from none of the views, you see the guy resisting. There is a little blank spot there, I think, by the time that he's getting pinned down. And, what happened leading up to that? I haven't seen a video of that. I haven't seen him actually take him down and pin him down yet. But Yeah, there's no excuse for it. It doesn't fucking matter what the video shows.
No,
there's
because,
no excuse.
Because you won. You had him in handcuffs. Yes. He was down. He was done. He wasn't fighting anymore. He couldn't fight anymore.
And even if, God damn, man, even if you did have to pin him down like that after he's unconscious, the four additional minutes that you're laying on his lifeless fucking body.
With your fucking hands in your pockets and your sunglasses sitting on top of your fucking
And then they
head.
Didn't even take the cuffs on him to throw him in the ambulance.
Oh, I mean, they left the cuffs on him?
Yes, dude. They treated him like a dog. It's the most ridiculous shit. All four of those people need to be in jail. They need to be in jail right now. I don't know what the fuck anybody's waiting on. And it's fucking disgusting.
Well, I mean, here's the good thing about this one, if there is a good thing.
Yeah.
Okay. The mayor is not trying to sweep it under the rug like some other mayors do.
I like this mayor.
This guy's got his fucking, he wants nuts and he wants them now.
Yeah, I know nothing about this mayor. I don't even know if he's Republican or Democrat. Don't give a fuck. I like this mayor so far, the way he's handled this.
Well, he saw the video. And you know what? There's no way for me to explain to anybody in this video of why this happened. There's no fucking way.
I haven't seen it. I've seen people online doing the normal resisting arrest.
Well, you know what?
Shouldn't have forged a check. Shouldn't have gave the fake $10
bill
or whatever.
Then you throw his ass on the ground. You put your knee into his back until you get him handcuffed, and then you get off the fucking guy.
There's no... I mean, then that's what these people... that you hear every fucking time this happened. You shouldn't resist the arrest. You shouldn't have resisted the arrest. The question comes in a couple different ways. Why the fuck was this guy getting arrested? He matched a subscription or a description of the person that was committing forgery. There was no guarantee. What's the description? A 40-year-old black guy? So now any 40-year-old black guy you're going to come out and tackle and touch? I just have a feeling that if my fat ass was in front and they were like a 30-year-old fat white guy, they're not going to pull me out of the car and pin me down and choke me to death.
Well, I mean, you know what?
I don't see it.
I've got no problem. And this, I don't mean it this way, but if you're arresting the guy or at least detaining him because you think he committed a crime, I got no problem with that.
No.
I got a problem with it when you got this man on the fucking ground with handcuffs begging you for a drink of water or to please let me fucking breathe.
Yeah.
And you don't even fucking hear him.
No.
You're fucking there to protect him.
Like I said, there is no humanity in those people.
Zero.
Those people are dangerous. I mean, that's...
I don't know what about the other two cops, and the Asian guy, to me, looked fucking clueless. But the guy that was on the man's neck, there, I saw no fucking humanity whatsoever in this guy. He didn't give a fuck if the guy lived or died, and he's one of those guys. Like some guy said... He's got the power hungry thing because of the badge. Now they don't all. Most cops are good. I've said it before.
Listen, I fucking hate cops the same way I fucking hate lawyers. It doesn't mean I hate every fucking lawyer and I hate every cop, but I hate the idea of their profession in general. A lot of times, I do know good cops. Shout out to Scott. Shout out to Jake. You guys are both good dudes. I know you would never do shit like that, but you also need to come out and say. And I know Jake actually did make a post. He reposted the guy was saying that was a cop that was going on saying that this is fucking reprehensible. But encourage your fellow people to do that too. You guys need to come out against this shit. I mean, you really do. It do wonders for your fucking PR. You know, stop
it would
stop
too.
Having the fucking back of these assholes.
And these people that lived in your communities would know that you,
that's,
as a department,
that's uncalled for.
Are not fucking accepting this.
I mean, I'm not going to sit here and say police are not useful at certain points. They definitely are. They serve a purpose in our society, but God damn, get a hold of yourself. I just don't think they hire the right people.
Well,
I don't think there's enough. I mean, maybe they need to pay more to cops. I've always said that. I wouldn't imagine a cop's, or I wouldn't be against a cop's starting salary being around 80 grand. So people that actually are worth a shit go for these jobs.
Well, but you know what? There's guys that interview well. You go through the interview. You pass all the fucking tests. They don't know you're a dick when you're out there. You have no boss watching.
Now they need a full psychological evaluation, though, I think, before you give someone a gun.
Yeah, but those people could fucking pass those. These
some
are
of them.
You know.
It depends. I don't know. I don't know their particular thing. I just think there needs to be more loopholes in order to become a cop. In order to add those, you're probably going to have to pay these guys a little bit more. And then you're going to attract the people that are decent people that, you know, see that as a future money-wise as well as a career.
Yeah, bottom line is...
Because right now you're just... mostly attract these small dick motherfuckers that were picked on in high school.
This thing that we all saw, to me, this was a real tough one for me to swallow. Anytime you see something like this, it's going to fucking hit you. But this fucking guy was begging for his life, and they treated him like he wasn't even a person. And there's nothing that would justify this. Except a life in fucking jail.
Yeah.
Nothing would be enough. If they said you got 10 years, that's not enough to me. He stood there and fucking killed somebody and didn't give a fuck that he did it. And he hid behind that fucking badge And you know me, I'm a cop advocate. I think the cops, most of them, 99% of them are good people mm-hmm. and work hard to protect you. But people like this, it's just like I say, most priests are good. You get the bad one, he's got to fucking pay the penalty. This was this was disgusting.
Yeah. Yep, this guy deserves life in gin pop as far as I'm concerned.
Without a doubt. And you know what the beauty of it is? He's a cop and he'll get it twice as bad. He'll get, well, actually, you know what? And that's another thing I fucking hate about the system. It used to be that if you went in there for like molesting a kid or something,
they
you got beat up.
They protect him now.
No, they protect him.
Now, that cop will probably end up with all the rapists and child molesters.
Probably.
Because they keep all those
people. But nobody will beat him up.
No.
But still, his life will be over and, you know, he'll never see his fucking family again. And you know what? Sorry, buddy. You did that to yourself. Fuck you. You committed murder. You did it on fucking TV.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nah, he's a piece of shit. Fuck him. He needs to die.
I agree.
And just as racist, but less, you know, intense news. Did you see the video of the crazy dog walker in New York?
Now, I've got something about that.
That shit cracked me up. I mean, it's
me
awful.
Too.
And this bitch is, you know, she lost her job, which good. You know what I mean? Go fuck yourself. You know, it's one thing calling the cops on a guy, but she specifically looked at him and said, I'm calling the cops and telling them that there's an African-American man, because she knows that cops do crazy shit like we see in Minneapolis.
Yeah.
So, and by the way, she is a liberal. I mean, they've looked her up. She's
definitely a hardcore liberal.
So that, let's not pretend like liberals aren't fucking racist pieces of shit sometimes, too, because that's the truth. They are.
Here's the only thing I didn't like about that.
The dog?
No, the guy. Well, her choking the shit out of the dog.
Because first, let me talk about that. Because that was my take on it.
Okay,
I watched the whole video and I had a hard time concentrating because she's fucking strangling this dog. She's holding him up by his collar. The dog's choking and basically screaming for its fucking life.
Oh, yeah.
And she's just freaking out, holding the dog up and stuff. My favorite part of this story, she got fired. I like that. She had just got that dog 4 or 5 days ago from a shelter. The shelter came back and took the dog back, too.
Really?
Yeah, fuck you. Take that dog.
Basically, for those of you that didn't see that video, the way it went down is she was in Central Park, New York, walking her dog. There was a black man that passed her.
Not passed. He was sitting. He's a bird watcher.
Okay, yeah. He was watching birds.
Yeah.
Now, he basically said to this woman, put that dog on a leash, because it's a rule and a law in that park that you have to have your dog on a leash.
Yeah.
Now, here's where it turns a little bit for me. Yeah, she was a bitch, and she was an asshole, and she said, you know, don't fucking talk to me, blah, blah, blah. I'm going to call the cops and say there's an African-American. All fucking cunt moves on her part. But here's my thing. Why do you have a right to video me when I don't want to be videoed? When she came after him and she was like walking in his face saying, turn that camera off. Don't video me. Don't video me.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, no, I'm just going to keep doing it. Why does anybody have the right to videotape somebody against their fucking will?
I think the idea is you're in a public place.
I don't care. I don't think you have the right to fuck with somebody else's life any more than they have a right to fuck with yours. In this case, she was 99.9% the bitch. And this guy, I have no doubt, was videotaping her, because when the cops did show up, he wanted to be able to say, hold on, guys, look at this.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, that very well could have been, especially in his situation.
That's why he was doing it.
It was smart for him to do that.
Absolutely.
Because if the cops show up, and let's face it, you got white lady freaking out and black guy making threats, apparently, they're, you know, 99% of the time, they're going to believe white lady. And you can even take white and black out of that. 99% of the time, they're going to believe the lady. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You add black to it, that just adds some more layers.
Right,
so
but
I think he was just wanting to protect himself. So I understand what you're saying there. I don't know, man. I get it. Privacy issue. At the same time, though, if you had rules like that, then we wouldn't get these people busted in Minneapolis. You know what I mean? If you're not allowed filming and shit.
Well, but that's different. You're working as a public servant. You're under the spotlight.
Sometimes
this woman was walking a fucking dog. And don't get me wrong. I am not in any way, shape, or form saying this woman was anything less than the bitch she is. And that half-hearted apology you made to the African-American community. I'm sure I speak for the black community when I can say you can take that apology and shove it up your ass. It was coerced and they made you do it. But the bottom line is, this guy was probably filming because he knew the cops were going to show up. But at her time, you know, she became a bitch when she said to him like 5 times, quit filming me.
Yeah, I get you. But do you realize that when you leave, especially in like the city and stuff, no matter what, you're being filmed. I mean, you're on film pretty much all the time and just walking around in public.
Who wants to end up in YouTube as a fucking bitch?
Well, then don't be a bitch. But I'm saying in general, like, the government at this point is surveilling us pretty hard. I mean, even my friend I was giving a shout out to earlier, the cop was telling me, you know, 50% of the time, all he's watching is these cameras that are all over downtown. You know what I mean? That they can catch
they're
all these
everywhere.
People selling drugs and stuff. All these drug dealers that are selling drugs, thinking they're getting away with it. They're being surveilled pretty much the whole fucking time.
But they're not being arrested, dude.
Well,
so what's the fucking difference?
Because they go for the higher up people. You got to follow the trail.
The higher up people are smart enough to not be on those fucking cameras.
Not eventually, man. They get them eventually. They do every time. It fucking happens. We watch higher people get busted.
Yeah, but most of the time, they're working with the Mexicans or the Colombians or something like that. You ain't busting them.
Well, you're not getting to that higher up people, but you're getting the big range for the city. You know what I mean? You might not get the national guy.
You're getting the Baumans.
But you're getting the city. wait, hold on, man.
Oh, did I say that? Hey, cut that out.
Jeez, dude. But anyways, we're always on camera, so what the fuck are you going to do?
Yeah, but the bottom line is, you know, I've seen a lot of posts on Facebook today about... I was a little pissed off, to be honest with you. This thing, this video we watched, and it was disgusting, and it was fucking murder, and everybody that saw it said the same thing. My whole point is, why drag the Kaepernick thing back into this?
Because that was what he was originally doing, dude.
I realize that, but that doesn't change
but
anything.
No, it means
we
a lot.
Witnessed murder. We witnessed fucking murder.
Yes.
We don't have to go back and try to fucking get Cap a fucking contract to do this.
Because the idea that people got that upset about, I mean, I thought the kneeling one especially, where they show him kneeling compared to the other guy kneeling, and, you know, everybody was up in arms about one, but they're not up in arms. But everybody's up in arms. Only half the people are up in arms about Kaepernick. I'm pretty sure almost everybody I've seen
but these
is up in arms.
These posts are only putting half the emphasis on what we all saw.
But here's the problem.
That's where all the emphasis belongs right now. In everybody's eyes, it belongs on that cop kneeling on a fucking guy begging for his life. We don't need to take any of that fucking speculation and put it onto the Kaepernick thing because it's taken away from where it should be.
I don't know. Here's the thing. Here's what I suspect happens, and this is what happens damn near every single time one of these happens. And it happens a lot, unfortunately. But, you know, whether it be the thing that happened in Alabama, the thing that happened in Minneapolis, if you go back to the Trayvon Martin shit, to the Eric Gardner stuff, what happens is initially everybody's upset. Everybody. All right. And then all the fucking media and everybody else gets their dirty little grubby hands in it.
Yeah.
And they start doing backstories on these people. And all of a sudden, like the Alabama kid, you see him in the park down in Alabama with his shirt off, looking like someone that could run in the gang, you know, to the normal white people that don't know shit about any of that stuff. And now all of a sudden, you're seeing more and more people in the Alabama stuff start taking those two white guys' sides. You're starting to see it, dude.
I get all that, too.
You're starting to see it. You didn't
see
it at first. And I suspect that's going to happen in this one, too. As they're going to find some old video or something about this guy that maybe he didn't live his life completely on the fucking up and up. And they're going to take that as character assassination and go after him. And then you'll see more and more people on the cop side in this one, too, as this further goes along.
Well,
and that's the problem is that's what Kaepernick's trying to point out. That's what he was always trying to point out. Well, at least that movement was. I ain't going to say the guy's an angel, but that movement, the idea was to point out that police brutality is still a very big issue, and especially in the black community. And it needs to be, you know, people need to be held accountable. And we'll see with this one. I mean, maybe these people are finally going to get held accountable. Maybe, like you said, the evidence is just too goddamn much. But I've seen videos in the past where I thought the evidence was too goddamn much and they got away with it. So we'll see.
Mean, you know what? I could see the other three getting lighter sentences, but not the actual guy that was on the fucking neck. There's no way this guy deserves anything less than fucking second-degree murder. They won't give him first degree because he was making an arrest. Because
it's not first-degree murder.
Right,
I mean,
right.
You know, murder. First-degree murder, you have to have that shit planned out. So that the guy was following him around all week.
That's premeditated murder.
Yeah. Well, that's usually first degree.
But bottom line is, we're going to get off this because it's really, you know, bringing me down.
It made me want to start drinking bourbon. So
yeah, me too.
Yeah, we will get off this. So what else we got, buddy?
Well, lots of stuff. We talked last week that I was constipated. It took me 7 days to get a nugget out. 7 fucking days I went without shitting. And I went to Walgreens and I bought fucking... This is so 54-year-old guy shit that I'm talking about, but I went and bought fucking stool softeners, and I fucking did whatever I could, and I was getting a couple nuggets out. Well, yesterday, I dropped a baby probably the size of your fucking calf.
Nice, nice.
And if Whoopi was here, she'd probably let me borrow her shit knife to get rid of it.
By the way, Mickey, I think, really thinks that you and Whoopi were going to hook up last week.
Why is that?
I don't know. He claims that he saw some heavy flirting going on during the show. I didn't really recognize it myself. I know you were. It did sound like you were trying to talk her into, you know, you going over there and being in her pool and stuff.
Oh, no, I did that as a gag.
I figured, but, you know, I mean, I could see how that could be taken that way.
But I did truly want a titty to accidentally pop out.
Okay, fair enough.
I mean, look like the back of your head with a nipple on it. You know, Whoopi's got some big titties.
Yeah.
No, Whoopi's a great girl, and but you know what? And all these jokes I've made in the previous episodes where I wonder if she'd want to see my dick and all. Mm-hmm. All that's out the window now because you told me your dad's a crazy fucking Klansman biker.
I don't think he's a Klansman. He is a biker. He hangs out with Klansmen.
Oh, you said he wasn't a Klansman. You did say that, but you said he's a fucking biker who hangs out near Klan rallies. And that's just a no for me.
Yeah, he's in the biker gang, and any fucking Eastsiders know the MFMGs. Yeah, he's in that thing. Those guys are all have to be old as shit now, though. I mean, they were old when I knew them back in the day.
Yeah, it makes me not even really want a titty to fall out. I mean, I don't want some crazy person after me.
Yeah, I don't think her dad cares.
Oh, he didn't give shit.
He don't seem like that kind. He like fake gives a shit, you know?
So this is the third episode in a row where we've had no sound guy. So we got Harry guy here doing both fucking double duty he's pulling tonight.
Well, kind of. We haven't had him fuck with the sound at all, but Harry guy is here. He's Mr. Consistent.
He's monitoring the sound.
Yeah, that's true.
And we're really sorry that last week sucked. It pissed us off, too. We didn't like the sound quality on that one, but fuck it.
You know, I looked into Whoopi was telling us about poop knives. And those are a thing.
No way.
They are a thing.
They don't sell those.
Yeah, they do sell them. I think they're more of a gag gift kind of thing, though. But, you know, you read the comments, all of them like, yeah, my uncle had one. It was a ruler. Or my so-and-so or my family had one. And it is a thing.
People really chop their turds up.
They'd have something in the closet or something where they would, you know, chop their turd up if they had to and then put it back in there.
No, not happening.
There was like
me.
Some funny story on there about some guy that had one and his girlfriend found it and he, you know, found her chopping up onions or some shit with it. She found it. And
well, remember last week we were talking about that shit stick invention that I had?
Yeah.
Well, now I've got another invention idea that I want to put forward. Forth. Maybe this.
You need one of those.
The other day when I dropped the mother load yesterday, it literally clogged the toilet. Mm-hmm. All right. So I pull out my trusty plunger because it wouldn't go down.
Yeah.
And I'm plunging the fuck out of this thing. Plunging. It goes down. Okay. Then I fucking pull the plunger out of the fucking toilet and a bunch of shit water falls out of it.
Ugh.
So I want to make a plunger that doesn't have a lip on the inside. Now I'm going to need help from some kind of engineer because maybe that's the suction. Maybe that's what creates
the fucking
vacuum.
I think that's what does it, yeah.
But there's got to be a plunger where when you're done, you don't have to shake all the shit out of it. When
it does
done.
Bother me. Every single time I put the plunger back, there's always some kind of remaining liquid. You know, that's shit liquid.
And what are you going to do? Take it over to your fucking sink that you brush your teeth in and clean it out? No.
The bathtub, maybe.
What I usually do is I wait till the water's clean, and then I try to clean it out in there. But either way, I'm getting some kind of fickies on me.
Now, I feel the same way about the toilet brush that sits next to the toilet. You know, you get out of there and scrape it all around, get all the shit off the tube, and then you just put it back. Like, it just sits there.
Yeah, but you're only cleaning off water deposits and shit. You're not. There's no poop on the side. Poop goes straight to the hole.
Oh, not all my poop, buddy.
You have floaters?
Well, not floaters, but sometimes it'll shoot right back and hit that back wall. You got a nice little black stain.
See, not me. My shit falls out.
I've had it come out so hard before that it got the underneath.
Oh,
like
nice.
Underneath the seat, you'd have a little black speck there you had to get to. You didn't even notice it until the next time you took a pee. You lift your toilet seat up and there's a little black speck. You're like, oh man, really blew off last episode.
So I was a little disappointed this week. My sex party that I got invited to got canceled.
Yeah, that's a shame. I was really looking forward to that one.
The lady that was hosting the thing had some kind of fucking medical issue. Maybe she had the Rona. Who the fuck knows? But
well, then you lucked out.
It did get pushed back for 2 weeks. So I won't have the swinger party update for you for 2 weeks, but I will still go. I promise you that.
Good. We need you to get to that party, get some stories, get some inside info. What's going on?
I really want to see it. And you know what? I'm not opposed to a beach if I get a chance, you know, and I'm sure I will get a chance because there's only a few single guys going and you know, they're going to,
I think that's the point.
They're going to see this package and go, God, I got to have that.
Yeah. They're going to see that 6.2 or whatever it's rated and just say, hey man, over the counter.
What do you think happens? Have you ever had a rubber? You ever been fucking with a rubber? And when you pull out, the rubber's still in there?
Yeah, that happens.
A friend of mine told me it's because my dick's not girthy enough to hold it on.
Could be.
But that happened to me not long ago.
Yeah.
I pulled out and the rubber was still hanging there.
So you got a new kid?
No, the rubber was hanging in there.
Yeah.
And the, you know, the duck butter was inside the rubber.
Ugh.
But here's the beauty. I withdraw. The rubber stays in there. And then thanks to the gravity, that big glob of man goo falls right on my nuts.
Ugh.
It wasn't a pleasant experience.
Yeah.
I didn't like it at all.
She lick it off?
No, I think she was gone already. But it, because it kind of grossed her out. I got to get this thing out of me, you know. So I mean, she stood up, and then, and like I said, it all fell out of the rubber and fell onto my nuts, and I didn't enjoy that at all.
No, that doesn't sound enjoyable to me either.
And the thing, what makes me worry about it is that that time she strapped a Magnum condom on me for the big dicks.
Yeah.
And I always wear the regular condom.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's probably why.
But I always thought I had a big dick. And now I'm thinking, well, maybe I don't.
Well, you know you don't got a girthy dick, though.
And maybe
maybe those are meant more for the girthy dicks.
I think they are.
Because the size of the condom wouldn't really matter with length as much as they would matter with girth, I would
right.
think. You know
I
what
mean?
I
saw the serial numbers on the bottom. The fucker was all the way unrolled.
Mm-hmm.
But it still stayed up in there. Made her feel pretty good. She thought she was pretty tight. So, like I said, it wasn't a pleasant experience for me. I've got a really, I know we've got a little bit of time left, but this would you rather sitting on my tongue. Can I throw it at you
yeah,
early?
Yeah, let's get this would you rather.
All right,
not even that early, really. But
this is a great would you rather. Now, you really have to, you can't answer this in 1 second.
God damn it, you say this every time.
I say it every time, but this is a good one. Would you rather sit in a chair and watch your parents fuck every day or join in once and it all stops?
God damn it. Oh, God damn it.
Watch them every day for the rest of your life or jump in there one time and it all goes away?
I don't fucking know.
That. You got to give me an answer, man.
That is the worst.
I've been thinking about this one.
That is the worst one I've ever heard in my life.
I've been thinking about this one. To me, this is a fucking perfect would you rather, because you really can't answer it that fast.
No, this is the first time where you've said that and it's been true.
Because think about it. Sometimes when you fuck, you're boring. And then sometimes you get a little froggy and you lift the legs up and you smack the ass a little bit. Your parents are the same way. So do you want to watch them fuck every day or join in once and it all stops? What's that?
Harry guy says he's jumping in the first day.
He's always had a thing for his mom, though. He told me. He said, my mom's really hot. I've always had a thing for her.
Oh, shit.
Are you really? Is that what you're doing?
He says he's not watching.
He's not watching. He said, I'm jumping in the first day, and I'm getting this shit over with. What are you doing?
God.
This is a great one.
Damn, that's the worst one I've ever had. Because usually, I mean, I really am. I can answer these quick. You know that.
I might
play it around for a little while and ask you more questions about it, but I already know my answer.
I knew you wouldn't have an answer early for
yeah,
this one. There is no early answer.
I mean, you're going to have to do it. You're going to have to fucking bite your tongue and go to town.
And jump in?
Yeah, you have to, man. Every day is just too long.
If you
put a time period on it.
You're
going to
rail your mother.
Oh, don't say it like that. Don't say it like that. I think she listens.
Well, Jason's mom, this isn't directed at you.
Heather just tagged her.
Did she? Nice. But that's a good one. That's a really good one. Because, you know, a lot of shit pops in your mind. Like, if I watched him every day, could I eventually learn how to tune it out? Well, the one time your dad had a little buzz on and decides to go doggy style and you know, tweak the nipples real hard when he's doing it. You're going to get something new every day.
Yeah, that no.
Or you just throw the clothes off, jump in the middle once, and you'll never see it again.
It has to be that, right? I mean, do you agree?
I don't know, man.
You got to answer it. Even if it's your question, you still got to answer it.
Yeah, I know. I think it's got to be that. It has to be. I'm not as excited as Harry guy about jumping in on the first fucking day.
My mom just chimed in.
What'd she say?
She said, for Christ's sake, Jason, just plead the fifth.
Can't plead the fifth, dear. That's the whole point of this game.
It's not how this fucking game works.
So you're jumping in.
Shut up. Keep on rubbing it in. Got a choice.
This is
the worst would you rather ever.
I know.
That is so bad.
When it came into my head the other day, I thought about it and I was like, I must have heard it somewhere before, or you know what I mean. A lot of these I think of on my own when they're individual people. And this one popped into my head because we've talked about, would you rather watch your parents fuck or do this? And I said, well, hold on a second. Would you rather watch your parents fuck or climb in there one time and it all goes away? You can fucking try to move on with your life and forget it ever happened.
Yeah. God.
Hey, Mrs. Bauman, wear something sexy, will you? He likes red. He likes red.
Oh, Jesus Christ. I think I'd commit suicide.
You can't. That's not one of the would you rather.
I know, but this is the first one where I would take,
No, there is no, you can't take the gun.
But you seen, I didn't. I answered it. But this is the first time where I was really, really tempting to maybe take the fifth or the gun.
Hey, just for the record, I hate, you know, I hate to blast stuff, but when I gave him that would you rather, the front of his pants moved just a little bit.
Yeah. Nah,
all right, so what is your answer to that question, people?
Shit. They can take the fucking fifth. They're not going to answer it.
You know what? I hate when people don't answer it, honestly. Like when, I'll take the 40 grand and fucking manscape women. You're a fucking liar. Answer this with your heart, your soul.
See, here's the thing with that one. I think that one really depended on your position in life, the 40 grand to the 75 grand. If I'm in Harry Guy's situation, I'm probably taking the 40 grand. You know what I mean? I just know my situation with the kids and everything else. I'm taking the 75. I need the money. 40 wouldn't work. But I can make 40 work as a single person. You know, that's fine.
All right. So bottom line is Jason's jumping in the sack with mom and dad.
God damn it, you racist. Hey, you never answered, did you?
Yeah, I'd jump into. I mean, you wouldn't have a choice. I mean, it'd be really, really tough. I mean, oh my God. There's nothing worse.
No.
But I just don't think I could watch that every day. I mean, because like I said, if your dad's feeling froggy, you know, stuff's going to happen.
Sullivan says he'd watch BP Bob.
He'd watch the whole time?
Yeah, BP Bob said he'd watch.
Oh, Bob. How could you do that every day of your life? You would have to plan out an hour and a half or so, or an hour every day to go over there.
Whose parents are fucking every day?
Them. Yours. Everyone's in this scenario.
In this scenario, okay.
And, you know, what I mean, what if your dad came home from the bar bowling night with the buddies and decided he wanted butt games? I mean, you know what? You're watching that. You're watching mom with a fucking gag ball in her mouth and a fucking feather tail sticking out of her crack.
Well, you know, BP Bob loves himself some butt games, so maybe he's just...
He's watching,
he's
huh?
A watcher.
Hey, Bob, just so you know, you might want to change your answer on this. You're not allowed to jerk off while you're watching.
No jerking off. Put the drumstick down, sir.
Anybody else answer? Or just BP Bob?
Now, my mom keeps on chiming in and saying that this doesn't count because my parents are divorced.
It does. You're back together in this scenario.
Yeah, it's a scenario.
And even if you're not back together, you're doing the makeup sex thing where you... So now your mom thinks I'm pretty much a disgusting pig at this point, right?
BP said he got the BP from his dad.
Well, you'd be watching that in action, BP.
Steve Miller says he'd jump in, but it'd make the next Christmas awfully awkward.
Oh, my. It would make every Christmas for the rest of your life awkward. It'd be the only time where you would be estranged from your parents for the rest of your life.
The D-Man says he's watching.
The D-Man's watching?
He's watching.
I don't know, man. I'm jumping in. It stops. I mean, I'm 54, and I don't have as much time to live as you do.
That's true.
But I still don't want to watch it every fucking day.
No, that's awful.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not as excited as Harry Guy to climb in there. But Harry Guy's going to walk in there with a zebra skin jockstrap on saying, okay, let's do this.
We're in nothing but his checkered Vans. Just ready to go. Let's go, Dad. I brought the fuck bench.
Hey, Harry Guy. Hey, I have 74 years. Hey, Harry Guy. Come to mama, baby. Come to mama. All right, that was really gross, I admit it, but it was a good one.
I hated it and liked it at the same time.
Yeah.
Makes me not actually want to give an answer is a good would you rather.
That one bothered you. That one bothered you almost as the would you do something or vote for Trump. That one really pissed you off.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. When you made me vote for Trump ever watching someone plowing my wife. Yeah. 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 Go Trump. It's so much easier now, though, knowing that I know Biden's his fucking opposition.
Oh, my God. Did you hear what Biden said today?
What?
Or yesterday. Come on, man.
Did he say his neck was cramping after watching that video?
No.
Because he feels the black emotions?
He wasn't talking about this. He was saying, you know, first of all, the Democrats jumped. What? Tell me.
Miggy just said, do you think Whoopi's dad would wear his Klan mask while plowing?
Hey, for you that don't know, that's a Grand Cyclops mask. They used to call it Wizard. Now it's Cyclops.
All right, what were you going on? I'm sorry.
So Biden said, because all the Democrats, and like I said, this isn't a go Trump thing. All the Democrats were all pissed off that Trump, like, stopped the borders. Remember when this COVID thing came out? You can't come in here. Nobody can come in here.
Mm-hmm.
So today Biden says Trump didn't act fast enough. And if he would have acted quicker in trying to control the situation, 36,000 lives could have been saved. 36,000 people would still be alive if it weren't for Trump.
Well,
that's a fucking idiotic thing to say. You're a fucking moron.
Now, I disagree with you.
Of course you do, you liberal fuck.
Well, here's the thing is, Trump, you act like closing the fucking door to China did anything. I mean, maybe it helped, maybe it didn't. But that wasn't the fucking thing that really would have sewed it off. He should have went, you know, like the other countries did and did the everybody get inside and stay the fuck inside for a while thing right off the bat.
And but you think 36,000 people would still be here to talk about
that it? That would be reasonable, I think.
Oh, fuck, man.
I think that's reasonable because so many people died in those first few weeks. If you would have attacked it earlier.
More are dying now.
Huh?
More are dying now.
But it would have kept it going if you would have cut it off there a little bit easier, or at least slowed it down. You would have flattened that curve, like you said, earlier than they did.
How do you cut that off with so many people in this fucking country, dude? How do you do it with 50 fucking states?
They do it in other countries. They do it in other countries. We just have a problem because Americans can't listen to shit. We don't want anybody telling us how to do anything.
But that's the problem here.
Freedom, man.
But that's the problem here.
Yeah.
I mean, if Trump would have come in and said, all right, no one's allowed to leave their house. You have to stay in here. Every state would have fucking, fuck you. You ain't telling me what to do, fucking Trump.
That's not true. They were down. They don't have a choice, for one thing. But, the liberal people were down to shut it down right away. Biden's making shit up. Go fuck Biden. I mean, he acts like he probably would have done the same dumb shit. Maybe he wouldn't have denied it. But Biden's no quick fucking thinker either.
Right.
And this is something he's throwing around that there's no truth to that number or anything else, or that Biden would have done it differently. Like I said, I just read a fact checker before.
That's yummy.
It's all right. I still like wood for better.
Yeah, I do too. But it's got a little bite at the end, but I like it.
Anyways, they did a fact check thing. He mentioned this during his interview where he said that you have to be black you support him or you're not black. He said that same thing in that interview. So I don't know if this is just one of his stump talking points now, but he said the same thing throughout that same number.
You know what I was
surprised
about? They
fact-checked him. He's full of shit.
I was surprised at the amount of black people in America that are Trump supporters. There's a lot of them.
Mm-hmm.
There is quite a few of them.
Percentage-wise, it's probably so small.
Well, percentage-wise, it's small, but the black population of America is, what, 15 to 20%?
I think what Biden said didn't help him. You know what I mean?
No, it didn't.
I don't think that's going to make any more black people vote for Trump, but I think it's going to make them not vote for Biden, just either don't vote or whatever. It was a stupid comment to make. He also said in that interview that he's been supported in every election by the NAACP, have endorsed him. NAACP don't endorse candidates.
No, they don't.
That's been their thing for a long time. Now, individual members, NAACP might endorse him.
Didn't they endorse Obama?
No, they don't endorse candidates. That's just like a generic thing.
Okay.
Now, maybe the head of the NAACP could come out and say he's for you, but he's not supposed to be talking as the group as a whole.
Representing them.
You know what I mean? So individuals can support or endorse, but as a whole, that organization is supposed to be, and according to them, they've always been, non-biased as far as actually throwing their endorsement behind people.
I get it.
Now, it doesn't mean they don't support a certain side. I'm sure they do. Why wouldn't they?
Oh, they're people. Yeah. They support who they support. So what time are we looking at here?
We're about an hour 20 in.
What time, what day are we looking at our next podcast so we can let these guys know early?
Sunday.
Sunday works for me.
Yeah, Sunday.
All right, Sunday it is, guys. We'll be live sometime Sunday. I don't know when. We never know when.
One or two, probably in the afternoon.
Yeah, we just do this off the cuff. Yeah, because I want it to be in the afternoon because I really want to sweat a lot.
Yeah, that was a good time last time.
God, it was hotter than two rats in a wool sock.
We got some fans in here. It hasn't gone over 80 since then. We'll see.
No, today's not bad.
I looked in the air conditioners and shit. Man, portable air conditioners, like the real ones, are like at minimum $300-$400.
Yeah, they're expensive.
I don't have fucking money. I fucking spent $300-$400 just to not sweat for a couple hours.
No, fuck no.
I'll so I was gonna too. Build an air conditioner, but apparently the swamp cooler kind of things don't work in this part of the world because of humidity and everything else. So I'm just gonna put some fans in here and hope for the best for now.
I don't disagree with you. Tonight's not bad at all. These fans worked great. But episode 32 will be Sunday and or 33, and you guys can watch that live. Guys, if you have questions to pose, you can always do it on the comments. We've got Harry Guy, our sound and video guy today, monitoring all the questions. If any good ones come up, he lets us know about it. So if you have anything, Bob says bring back Flat Earth. He will definitely be a guest again.
Oh, I'd love to have Chris back. I'm just giving him some time. He's he's in his own world right now. This is a tough time for Chris, I think. A lot going on for conspiracy theorists right now.
Well, it's really turned into all Satan stuff.
Well,
at this point,
not just him. I mean, just in general, like, the conspiracy theories are a new one every day nowadays. You got so much shit going on, so it's hard to keep up.
But yeah,
we do need to get Chris back in here for on the phone for an update. He is he's a joy to talk to.
Well, I agree. All right, so we ready for joke of the day?
I guess so. Oh, Dick Man says he has a portable AC. He'd be happy to loan us.
Dick Man, we'll take it.
Yeah, yeah, I would.
Well, we'd love to borrow that thing for the summer.
Yeah, well, why would we need it for the winter?
Dick.
Yeah.
All right, so I got one for you, and this is a pretty good one. It's not gross. Last week I told one that wasn't gross, but it was still funny.
I don't remember, but I believe you.
This one, I hate to say where I got the inspiration, but I did. I haven't heard this joke in a long time, but it's a good one. This guy goes on a radio show and wins tickets to the Super Bowl. Okay. And he's really excited. So he makes all these plans. He goes to the fucking Super Bowl. He's up in the fucking nosebleeds. He can't see shit. Okay. He looks down in his binoculars and right on the 50-yard line, straddling the 50, about 20 rows up, perfect seats. There's an empty chair sitting there. So he says, fuck it, I'm going for it.
Mm-hmm.
So he starts making his way down the fucking stadium. He's dodging ushers. He's doing everything. He gets down to the seat and he says to the guy he's sitting there, he says, hey, man, I've been looking at you sitting down here by yourself. Is that seat taken? And the guy looks at him, kind of teared up a little bit, and says, no, that was my wife's seat, and she recently died. And the guy said, man, I'm really sorry about that. You know, how come none of your friends came? And he said, well, they're at the funeral.
Can't miss that big game.
Love it.
That is a good one.
Dick Man for the win.
Yes. Thank you, Kenny. We will definitely take you up on that offer. I know you're a fellow Eastsider, so I can probably come and get that at some point or another. Maybe I'll make Whoopi go pick it up.
Alex says he thinks Chris is in Facebook jail.
You know, Chris wrote me the other day. He's not in Facebook jail fully, but he was having a conversation on my page, you know, back and forth with someone. It wasn't even anything controversial or combative. I think it was with Mr. Stanforth. They were just talking back and forth, a couple comments, and then Chris said that Facebook sent him some kind of notification and wouldn't let him comment anymore on my status.
Really?
Yeah, he wrote me that. I don't even think I responded to him, honestly, because I got it at a weird time, but I thought that was weird.
I mean, Tom might have said something along, it probably went like this. Tom said, hey, any word on when we're going back to work? And then the comment was probably, never, because Satan has taken control of your life and everybody else's life, you know, and Satan rules the world and you're never going back to work.
He really thinks we're never going back.
I know he does.
He thinks table games will never exist again anywhere, even though it's already happened a couple different places. But
and they say Vegas is June 4th.
June 4th is what I'm hearing, too, for Vegas.
For Vegas.
Good fucking luck, man. That Petri dish, I wouldn't want any part of it.
Yeah, and I'd hate to be one of those people that buys the cheap ticket and flies out to Vegas for a big party. Sorry, that party's not going to happen.
Well, not only that, man. These people are fucking, or these casinos are pretty much paying everyone's way out.
Paying you to fly there?
Yeah, well, they need that money, man. They want those, and you got some people that have been so pent up. Imagine some of our big gamblers that, you know, spend thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars a day. You think they're not going to go out and drop $500,000-$600,000 right now out in Vegas?
Oh, yeah.
In a second.
Oh, yeah.
Not think twice about it.
Well, yeah, it's part of their lives, man.
That's what I mean. And, we know some people that are probably up hundreds of grand just because the casino wasn't open. So they didn't lose the money.
Oh, fuck yeah.
You know what I mean? So now they got more to spend.
Well, we're going to be busy when we get back. I don't question that at all.
Yep. All right. That is episode 32. We're going to cut it loose about an hour 25. That's fine. You know, with these podcasts, I aim for anywhere from an hour 15 to an hour 45 is my sweet spot.
Sounds good to me.
So we're not going to be consistent with these times. We might go over, but we'll probably very rarely ever be less than what we are at right now. So,
Whoopi said she got an email today. Flights to Vegas nonstop, $38.
$38? Hell yeah. That's almost worth, I mean, I don't know. It's going to be so busy, but that's almost worth it just for like a mini vacation without gambling.
Well, yeah. There's, I mean,
there's plenty
of
other shit
in Vegas,
Vegas. You know what I mean? You can go a couple different other places from Vegas pretty cheap.
I agree. I'm going to try to in the next couple weeks, I'm going to try to get Bob Rocky back to call us back.
Yes.
Talk about a few other things. Maybe the state of the comedy clubs, when they're going to be opening, maybe when other shit's going to start opening, because I need my entertainment. I'm really pissed off that I probably won't see a concert this year.
I think you'll see one or two. This year? Or this summer?
This summer.
Okay, this summer might
be
rough.
I hope I still get to see Billy Joel.
Yeah, I think...
You and I are going to that with Maddie and your
wife. I really
think
by September we should be good. We'll fucking see, though, man. Who fucking knows? I got a bad feeling that these numbers are going to hike up again, because how could they not?
Even the experts are saying even if they don't for the summer, they're going to in the fall and the winter.
Well, I think what we're going to end up doing is we're going to end up doing what Sweden's doing.
Which is?
The herd immunity thing. The hope that if 60 to 70% of the country get it at one point or another and then have some kind of herd immunity to it and develop the antibodies to it so they can't get it again, that basically it kind of fizzles itself out because everybody's
either already
had it.
So give it to everybody real quick and then...
Yeah, so Switzerland's never shit. They never closed shit. You know, they just left everything open and their numbers aren't great compared to the areas around them, but they're hoping that they're going to come out of it now. Because that's what we've always done in the past. Herd immunity is how it's always worked.
Right.
You know what I mean? This is one of the first ones where we're trying something new with shutting shit down and stuff. And maybe it was a good idea. Maybe it wasn't. Maybe herd immunity was what we should have done from the beginning. But maybe we save lives by not doing that. I don't fucking know. I'm not smart enough to figure that shit out.
Yeah, I get you. Hey, I want to say one thing before we go. I've decided that I want a Polish listen. So if any families out here, anybody listening is Polak, talk to your families back in the motherland. I want a Polish listen.
What a bummer it would be to say, well, you know, talk about the motherland. They're like, where are you talking about? Poland.
Yeah, one of the longest running communist countries in existence. People forget all about Poland, but I want to say the Polacks are listening.
I don't know anything about their politics. That just sounds like the most boring fucking country ever.
To me, they're all about the same. I mean, I hate to say it, you know. I've never been to any of them, but I think like Czechoslovakia, Poland, Ukraine, I think they're all pretty much the fucking same place.
Really? See, I put Poland more with Germany and stuff.
Would you?
Yeah, I don't know why. Maybe because my boy Hitler took him over for a little while, but I mean, Chris's boy. Anyways, that is episode 32. We are done, I believe.
That's it. That's it. Thank you for watching.
All right, man. You take care. Are you ready?
sound. Police come around with the bass and drum, we lock them down. Drop them up with the riffs and in the stew. We did drinking pot liquor made of poison blue. Give it up, some of them in the way up in the high rise castle. To be fishing women don't walk there to lick their asshole. With the beat we boom down the big brass door. Give it up, rocksteady.
Cracker say, are you ready to stop? The rotten blue men are just gonna kill us a god. Cracker say, are you ready? Living above the law. Are you ready to stop? The rotten blue men are just gonna kill us some god. Cracker City, are you ready? Now stop! Cracker City, are you ready to stop? The rotten blue men are just gonna kill us some god. Cracker City, are you ready?